sounds of screams, a love stream. The camping center you haven't seen. It's Christmas at Dream Station, where all the noobs get boned.
Hello, it's Monday, December 19th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. This is a live Christmas edition of the show. I am your host, Chris, and this is show number 36. Check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you have an email you want to send us, send it to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. Let me introduce the people we have with us today in the basement. We have Keith.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We have Phil.
We got a bunch of ugly people in Chris's basement right now.
We have Bob. And we have Tom.
Have you guys remember that it's Funny Hat Day? Keith, that's a mighty handsome sombrero you have on.
Thank you.
Today, what will we be discussing? Well, we will be discussing the following. We have new at Dream Station. We have 60 to 70% of Xbox 360s unsold in Japan. We have a review of Gauntlet Seven Sorrows for the...
Xbox.
We have Bumblefoot Killery Fight. We have video game deaths. Sony calling out Microsoft on HD. Marvel and NCSoft are friends now. Star Force Copy Protection Contest. Our forum question. And I believe our mailbag is the last.
Next topic.
Let's jump into housekeeping. Once again, how is the audio? Most of the feedback that we've gotten actually said the audio was pretty good, so thank you and keep the feedback coming. G4 Tech TV canceled yet another show. G4TV.com is gone. Laura Foy and Tina Wood are now jobless. The station is trying to get the rights for Star Trek. Imagine that. All right, the point is it's G4 TV. It's video game TV. Star Trek has no reason to be on the channel.
So. Yes, but William Shatner does have a new movie coming out. He's a possum. He's a possum, and he eats garbage out of a garbage can.
They're going to change the name maybe to get the young male demographic and get rid of the gaming. So Star Wars Galaxies has citizens fleeing faster than something that flees fast in the Star Wars universe. Agenda unfinished, as you can tell. I have an example. Such as a rabid rancor chasing a Jawa. Perhaps? The challenges alienated the gamers that they did have, and now those gamers are all leaving. Thank you, Sony. I have on this thing to thank the fans and the guys on the staff for the first year of podcasting. Has actually gone semi-successfully, I guess. Lastly, my gallbladder is going out tomorrow. The show may be a day late, although you won't know this until Thursday, so.
If Chris dies, I call dibs on his stuff. At least the computer stuff.
I'm his... brother.
All right, new at Dream Station. We have reviews of the following stuffs. FIFA Soccer 2006 for the PlayStation 2, Romancing Saga for the PlayStation 2, NCAA March Madness 2006, PlayStation, Cabela's Outdoor Adventures, PlayStation, Gunstar Superheroes, hey, Game Boy Advance, and Shadow the Hedgehog for the GameCube, also Cameo Elements of Power for the 360.
Next topic.
60 to 70% of all Japanese Xbox 360s are unsold. Next Generation Magazine said that 60% were unsold, and Bloomberg said 72% were unsold. Now, to put all those numbers in perspective, the Xbox One sold 123,000 in the first 3 days, so we're at like half of what we needed to be, and this was supposed to be like targeted for Japan, so they probably screwed up.
Or it could just be it's Japan and they don't want anything to do with Microsoft.
The head of Xbox Japan said they can't call it a victory unless they win in Japan, and they're not winning in Japan, so apparently it was a failure.
Well, what's Japan's definition of winning? I mean, they were the guys that had the kamikazes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, am I wrong?
We only have one guy on the Forever map from Japan, so hopefully we didn't...
So it's like...
not anymore.
All right, there's 20 of us. You 8. Go dive bomb into that boat. Yay, now our odds are lower. We win!
What's that Battlefield 1942 mentality?
In Japan, the 360 not doing too swiftly. It's so odd. I look up and everyone's staring at me like a deer in headlights. Like, we look to you for guidance, oh wise master.
Next topic.
All right, well, I'll let you guys talk now. We have a review of Gauntlet Seven Sorrows, which I was not part of, but I believe everybody else in the room was, for the Xbox.
The best quote from playing Gauntlet yesterday was something along the lines of, "My thumb hurts. Keep smashing buttons."
Well, that's when I flipped the controller upside down so I could use the other thumb. All right, here we go. Gauntlet Seven Sorrows. It has a compelling plot. They basically just took Gauntlet and then, I don't know, they had a Mad Lib adventure book. And that's how they came up with the storyline. Pick a number. 7. There were 7... Advisors who betrayed. Betrayed the Emperor. I mean, it was just horrible. It really wasn't a good plot. But the game was entertaining in a hack and slash kind of way. You pretty much just run around mashing A, unless you hit a guy with a shield, and then you press X. Then you press A a lot.
Pretty much, yeah.
$20, I heard?
Yeah, but I at GameStop, and they were selling it for $50. If I paid $50 for that, I would have been pissed.
Where did you get it for $20?
Best Buy. I got it for $30, $29.99. You have the same four classes, and you, as you get money, you can buy combos and new powers, and it's more like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You remember that game?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it has. If you like those kind of games, it'd be entertaining. I'd say it's worth renting if you like those kind of games.
All right, so compared to other four-player games like X-Men Legends 2...
It pretty much was X-Men Legends 2, except with the people from Gauntlet.
And you can't change the camera angle, which
yeah,
really
it wasn't
annoying.
As good as like a Baldur's Gate.
Okay, so we're saying thumbs up, but...
No, thumb side.
On four players, we beat it in about 5 hours.
Oh!
Yes.
Yeah, we played through the whole game.
Yeah, and you're giving it too much credit on the story, because really the cutscenes were pretty much just like, ready,
oh,
set, start hitting X again.
I was being completely sarcastic about the story. The story was horrid.
They basically had a bunch of concept art scrolling during the cutscenes.
Like Mark of Kree, except it doesn't draw as the guy talks, it just shows up drawn.
Problem I had, I played the wizard, and he was yellow, like a tan color, and he blended in with the guards that were wearing like the gold armor and whatnot. I couldn't see where I was half the time.
And you also get to fight compelling villains like Scarecrow and Twisted Man and Stone Golem.
The guy made of birds.
Well, everyone you killed turned into birds.
They turned into what?
Birds.
Birds.
Crows. You killed them, they turned into crows. Caw, caw, bang, fuck, I'm dead.
So there was some sort of bird thing in the story then?
Nowhere in the story did it talk about birds, but every main villain you killed dissolved and turned into crows.
I'm not looking to pick up Gauntlet anytime soon then.
No, that's what you said. Rent it.
Okay.
Emilio the Llama says, it's Renter! And your teenagers can play it, but not the little ones, because you still have to kill people. Whoop, whoop.
Next topic.
Bumblefoot Hillary, fight. All right, so the dynamic duo of Clinton and Lieberman had this Family Protection Act thing that we talked about a couple weeks ago. Florida lawyer Jack Bumblefoot Thompson has some insight on the bill they were trying to pass. Yeah, basically, this Family Protection Act thing was trying to disallow violent video game sales to minors on a national level here in the United States. We talked about how the wording was pretty vague, and they were already calling these things unconstitutional in other states. I'll be hornswoggled. Bumblefoot and DreamStation agree on something. Thompson basically said that the law cannot stand as it is today as constitutional. A private sector standard cannot be enforced by the United States government. So basically what that means is the ESRB are the people who rate the games. They're private sector. They are not government sponsored. The government did not create them at all. They have been created by themselves to kind of self-regulate. How can the government step in and enforce something that's not even a law? It doesn't make sense. Thompson wants to get the government involved, and that's what his whole spiel is that he wants government involvement. He wants everybody to be aware of, hey, why are kids allowed to get these games? That way, if the government's involved, then the government can then regulate. So basically, Bumblefoot's mad because the politicians are saying this stuff to get notoriety so that they can then become elected in the next elections.
Saying things to get notoriety, Bumblefoot doesn't know anything about that.
Yeah, he's doing it from the goodness of his heart.
Of course.
Bumblefoot's trying to say the ESRB is not strong enough enforcement. He wants to have some oversight.
Right. The ESRB is self-regulated. The government said, hey, your games are getting too nasty. We're going to step in. And dudes are like, no, please don't. We'll take care of it. Let us get these ratings.
You know, I think this is a non-issue because if the MPAA, if everyone recognizes it as a strong enough body to rate the motion picture industry, ESRB is a strong enough body to rate video games.
Right.
I don't see them getting any traction on this. I mean, there's already such a precedent with the MPAA.
Next topic.
Video game deaths time. This one is from pointed out to me by a listener, Ben Drake. Thank you, Ben. You know that country, Malaysia, right? Well, a 16-year-old dude electrocuted himself.
We're American. We're supposed to find that. I know. I have a hard enough time finding Ontario, apparently.
Yeah.
All right, think Japan. And that's close enough for me. In Malaysia, a 16-year-old boy electrocuted himself after his parents told him to spend less time playing online games. Yap Wai Chung is his name. His parents were worried about his game addiction and made him play one measly hour per day. They then heard a loud noise in the middle of the night. They rushed into dude's room. They found him dead on the floor with electrical wires wrapped all over his body. They also found a note saying, hey, give my beloved computer to so-and-so, one of my friends.
Oh, that's hardcore. He showed them.
Way to go, Asian parents.
I hope you've learned your lesson. I can't wait till they, you know, they get that limit. Are they doing that in China already, where they limit the hours? Well, not too much more time for the Chinese populace. Then they're just looking for enough electrical wires.
That's like when little kids go, you know, like, you don't give them what they want, so they threaten to hold their breath. It's the same thing.
Break everything in their room.
Right, except this.
The Asian kids are smart enough to realize that you'll pass out if you try to hold your breath. So the Asian kids are like, I'm just going to strangle myself.
It's that kamikaze coming out in them?
Exactly. It's that whole kamikaze thing.
I win!
I win! That's the part on the letter that you didn't get. Because he goes, you know, give my computer to Ding Ching Tong. FYI, I win. You've been hacksword. You've been pwned. I pwned you, Mom and Dad.
I pwned myself.
I mean, it's pretty extreme to kill yourself. I mean, you have better chances trying to get...
I would say it is.
I mean, you got better chances of trying to get...
Really, Phil? It's a keen observation.
Next topic.
Sony calls Microsoft out on the whole HD thing. Sony President Phil Harrison said this about the Xbox 360. Basically, he said, the true definition of high def is three elements to the high definition value chain, the display, the content, and the hardware to play back the content. The PlayStation and Sony is the only organization that has all three bits of the value chain together. Xbox 360 doesn't play high def movies, and it doesn't have true high definition functionality. PlayStation 3 is the only format that has 1080 progressive scan, which is the true definition of HD. So it's really premature to be talking about the HD era. The HD era really only starts when we are on the market. Way to take someone else's catchphrase and try and use it as your own. Basically, 1080p, which is not even out yet, TVs aren't really available on the market to be bought that has 1080p. P means that every single line from the top to the bottom is scanned. I is interlaced, which means it scans lines 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, then it goes back when it's done and does 2, 4, 6, 8. The number before the P or the I just tells you how many lines of pixels there are in that up and down. So obviously 480 versus 1080. 1080p is not, as he said, the only true high def. 480p is high def. 1080p is high def. And 1080i is also high def, whether he likes it or not.
Yes, but these are from the people that brought you 10 years of passion.
Jesus didn't have high def.
And also, these are from the people that brought you real-time footage of kill switch. Switch kill. Kill shot. Shoot the guy with the gun.
This show sucks worse than last week.
They're just attention whoring, because when your competition beats you to market with a product, you know, you throw a big stink, make sure you get some press coverage, making sure Microsoft doesn't get, you know, all the trade and magazine space.
Right, that's exactly right.
Yeah, so why even cover it? Chris, what do you know?
In fact, Sony, why don't you go ahead and wait another 10 years and keep talking about the things you're going to add to your system when it eventually comes out? I mean, it's like, actually, we're going to put out the Sony PlayStation 3 with Generation 4 high def. That's not actually due out till 2024. And so, I mean, Xbox, you really can't even talk about a high-definition system until 2024. So there, take that, Microsoft. I hope you like it.
We need to punish them for the rootkit, the patent, for ending the secondary market for games. So we need to stop talking. Unless they want to buy advertising on the show, in which case, I love Sony.
In the next couple of weeks, we will have a plan laid out, basically a Mad Lib, if you will, for advertising. We didn't have a chance to record that yet today. But Sony, we love you. But yeah, dude, don't tell me about the holodeck.
No, we hate them unless they show us the money.
Or a free PlayStation. I'm easy.
Next topic.
And if you haven't yet noticed it, it's been a pretty slow news week. There's actually no news. I scrounged to get this because no one's around. It's Christmas time, and Marvel and NCSoft are friends again. To recap, Marvel, you know, the big comic book place, they sued NCSoft, the dudes who made City of Heroes, because in their little hero creator, you can make heroes that look like the Marvel guys. If you haven't played City of Heroes, the coolest thing about City of Heroes is the character creation. There's almost limitless character possibilities. You can customize your dudes' colors and outfits and everything else. Very, very cool stuff. The case was dismissed a couple times. Now they actually settled it out of court for undisclosed terms. Although between you and me, there have been no changes made to the City of Heroes or City of Villains character creation.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to City of Heroes.
No, massive changes have been made to City of Heroes, and...
That's why Marvel doesn't care anymore. Like, oh wait, you broke your game. No one's going to play it anymore. We'll just drop this in.
And never mind, you fixed the problem for us. By the way, Marvel City of Heroes is coming out in summer 2006.
I'm really surprised that they went after them. I mean, they've got quite a few people monitoring and regulating what a hero looks like, what a hero's name is, and they would basically take something that looks remotely close to, quote-unquote, Spider-Man or Superman.
Yeah, if your dude had the big body frame and he was green and had, like, blue pants with no shirt, you know, despite what your background or anything else was, he's automatically the Hulk, and Marvel's trying to press charges against you. Basically, what they said was, come on, dude, anyone can go in and try and do anything. They got rid of, like, there's no big spiders, you know, that you put on the chest to make you look like Spider-Man.
City of Heroes, City of Villains, man. They got the big arachno symbol now.
Oh, do they? Real quick, we're not reviewing it right now, but City of Villains, you said, is actually kind of cool.
I like the Mastermind archetype.
Not worth $50.
Since it's all new archetypes, and you haven't played them before.
It's new and fun.
Now they're trying to get it, so they want to make everyone feel useful, so they made everyone else weak. But so far I've been playing the one mastermind chick, and she summons armies of robots, and they come and shoot people for you. I mean, it's the same game, you're just a villain. They made the graphics a little nicer.
Actually, I'd like to have heard NCSoft Defense in Court, because they have Studio of Heroes, which comes with an editor, which is a tool for content creation. How is that different from a pen and paper?
How's that different from Photoshop?
I could sketch out a sketch of Spider-Man, scan him, make a little web comic. Wait, that's a bad argument, because then you are violating copyright.
Then you're definitely...
They were suing the tool.
Its case against Mead and Bit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly what this was, because they were suing them based that this was a tool that had the potential to create Marvel characters.
I see what you're saying, though. Basically, yes, if you actually go ahead and make a total mimic, just like a pen and paper, if I draw Superman and I name him Super Duper Man and I try and put a comic book out, I'm going to get sued. But just because the ability in the creator to make these dudes...
Also the fact that if you did that as a comic and tried to sell it, you were going to be making money solely off of that image, I think also has something to do with it.
Well, Marvel wants to have their own game. Their game's coming out pretty soon. Then DC is going to have their own MMO. So they probably don't want them to be able to create Wolverine or Spider-Man or Daredevil or anything else, because if they do that and you're allowed to do it in NCSoft's game, then there's no real reason to switch over to Marvel's game, which is where you're supposed to have to play Wolverine or...
But Marvel's complaint, though, is it was potential to create Marvel content, not actual violations.
Right.
So I can understand why this is thrown out. Now I'm curious to know what the
It turned into
was.
Actual violation, because here's the other thing that Marvel did. They actually had dudes from Marvel go into the game, and they made the Hulk as best as they could, and then they took a screenshot, and they're like, look, some dude made the Hulk, and then they made Spider-Man. They're like, look, some dude made Spider-Man.
Yeah, but I know, but that's not NCSoft violating copyright. That's a user of NCSoft software violating copyright. I would think that would be different. Not being a lawyer myself.
MC laws a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Next topic.
Starforce Copy Protection Contest. This is not a DS contest, not DreamStation. We are not sponsoring it. The Russian company who created the copy protection for your computers, Starforce, you get $1,000, United States dollars, and a trip to Moscow if you can prove that the Starforce Copy Protection actually damages your PC. You have to reproduce this in the Moscow offices in order to win. I played one game that had Starforce Copy Protection on it. It was Chaos League, which is a company out of Britain. It's like a football game with mutants and elves and monsters and stuff. When you put it on in your drive, it actually installs like a little, almost like a rootkit, like a little DLL that runs. My personal experience is that it broke my CD-ROM drive and I had to replace it. I can't prove it. It could be a total coincidence, but then just recently when I heard about this article in the news, I went out looking and tons and tons of people were having the same exact problems. What the Russian dudes are saying is bullcrap.
Bullcrap.
First off, you should, I mean, they're going to kill you if you go. The Russians. Haven't you seen American Ninja?
No. I had a friend who recently, he's in the quartz business. He has a business associate in Moscow. So they flew him out to his offices for a week to do whatever they do in business world. And
he came back with three fingers.
Yeah, no, they had to escort him everywhere because there's a chance that Americans will be kidnapped for money. Moscow is nuts. Do not go to Moscow if you're American. If you win this thing.
I saw American Ninja, and I know how Russians are.
Next topic.
All right, so over the weekend, I picked up Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero is a rhythm game that comes with a little cheesy Fisher-Price guitar. A little pricey at $80.
What?
Yeah, we didn't know that.
It was $79.99.
First impression, you went at a separate time to go pick this up. Keith, myself, and Tom went to go pick up Gauntlet, and we saw some kid sitting on a chair playing it. And we're like, oh, that looks really easy, and it looks like it kind of sucks.
Okay, and did it suck, and was it really easy?
No, not at all. Either. Me, I'm not very coordinated with the guitar. Never played a guitar in my life, so I struggled.
Well, first, before we get into it, I think just to describe the game real quick. You get a guitar, seriously, looks like a Fisher-Price, press the buttons to make noises on the, there's five different colored buttons. Where you would pick the guitar, there's kind of like a switch wedge kind of,
and
literally jiggle it in lieu of picking the guitar. It works like any other rhythm game, like Dance Dance Revolution
and
or whatever.
Congo Drums.
And Congo Drums, my personal favorite. You watch on screen as the different colored buttons come up on screen, you press them and you try to play along with the songs, and the characters on screen kind of play along with you, and as long as you're hitting the notes, the song plays, and if you miss, you hear all the screeching of the guitar and mess-ups and everything else, and the crowd starts to boo.
I didn't think it was going to be as fun as Congo Bongo, but I was wrong.
It was substantially more fun than...
The only thing I still like about Congo Bongo better is that I played it once with four warp Kongos, and it's a good time because everyone looks like a fool.
Donkey Konga did not go over well.
Yeah, I couldn't stand that game.
You didn't even play it.
I played, looked at it.
So
I looked and said, wow, those Kongos cost $30 a piece and you bought four of them?
Bob and I play guitar, so I figure, all right, this will probably be one game that Bob will actually play. And I mean, my wife played it. She plays it on easy and she can do it. The easy songs are actually pretty easy. There's, I think, 30 songs that are already there. Like they have like Ziggy Stardust. They have Fat Lip, that's Sum 41 song. They have, you know, Motorhead, Ace of Spades. They have Symphony of Destruction. They have 30 real songs and then 10 made up songs. They go from easy to hard. So playing like Bark at the Moon, even on the easy level, Keith can attest that it's actually pretty freaking hard, especially during the solos. So even if you play guitar, the expert setting is all just like scales and stuff.
I swear you're better off just learning to play the song on your guitar. It's that hard.
You pick up a lot of bad habits. I mean, like, especially...
Well, I was watching Bob play, and it was the one song, and he's playing, and you see the, like, when you press the buttons on the screen, when you hit the little wedge to pick, and you press the buttons, like, it makes a little noise and sound on there. It was, like, skipping notes. Bob actually plays guitar, so he's hitting the thing.
Yeah, I was playing every single note, so it kept saying I was messing up.
If you're on easy level, and it's like, the notes will be like, do-do-do-do-do, you might play the did and the do. That's a horrible, horrible explanation, but I think you understand what I'm trying to say.
No, if there's like five notes that you have to play in a matter of 2 seconds, you only have to play maybe notes 1, 3, and 5.
Thank you. That's a much better way to explain it. Me personally, out of a 10, I would give this game a 9. I would give it a little bit higher, but it was kind of expensive. Extra guitars cost like $30 or $40, and they're not even out yet, and I just wanted more songs, and I wanted some heavier songs.
There's not enough
real
songs.
Yeah, 9's kind of generous.
Can you actually play with multiple? I mean, is it set up to play with multiple?
You can play two people, yes. You need two guitars, though.
How much do you have to buy a whole other game, or can you buy the guitars?
You can buy the guitars, but they're not out yet. They were supposed to come out last week.
Do they have a how much those are going to cost?
Either $30 or $40, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a dance pad. When you buy that dance pad bundle, it's like $70-$80. But if you buy the pads by themselves, they're like $30, and then the game's like $30-$40.
Yeah, I'll give it an 8.
Tom gave it an 8?
Yeah, I'm giving it an 8. Well, I would hold my review until I actually played with two guitars. Because I think that's a big appeal to Congo Bongos. I've played it with multiple bongos.
Did you score it, Phil?
No, I'd give it a 9+.
Next topic.
Moving on. Forum question. Check out our forums, www.dreamstation.cc. Go over on the left-hand side. There's forums. Go to the general forum. The current poll was, do you read the instructions or manuals that come in video games? 61% said yes. 39% said no. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read some of these comments at random here that we have through random.org, just because it's easier than actually reading through all of them. The first one, something that really kicks me in the junk while I'm enjoying myself is how companies have been taking a liking to incorporating the instruction manual into the beginning of the game. There's no reason why I should be stopping gameplay so that some chick can send me an instruction manual on how to move around and shoot people just to read after I've already walked into the village and I've killed people. See also Resident Evil 4. I will, however, agree that they are, as you said, great bathroom reading. This is from Angry Llama. Danger Boy says, very, very brief here, never, that's what GameFAQs is for. Mm-hmm. Pimpy McPimp.
Hey, what's up, Ham Sandwich?
What up, Ham Sandwich?
Yeah, Pimpy McPimp is Ham Sandwich on the Midiv server for World of Warcraft. He says, I'm very complex and mysterious when it comes to reading manuals. Not really. Usually I read them because when I get a new game, I'm pumped and excited, and I want to get as much information on that game in my head as possible. Usually I'll skim the manual for controls, then jump in and play it. If it's on a console or if it's a PC game, I will read the entire thing while it's installing. Most manuals are informative, and they will give a hint or two away if you read them. So that's a good point. With playing all the console games, I actually haven't played too many PC games lately, but I don't miss the installing. Friggin' takes forever.
Yes, but I don't miss the loading.
That's true, too. Lambo Man says, I pick it up as I go. Very brief. All right, this one's from Ant. Sometimes, back before console games used CDs, I used to read them while my younger brother just jumped into it. Then I'd join the game, proceed to beat the living crap out of him in the game. Nowadays, not so much, and game tutorials fixed that. I find manuals excellent crapper material, so everyone's agreeing with you have to read them when you poop. The final comment is from Zeus Hates You. Most game manuals are useless. The only manuals I've seen that provide any kind of useful information are RTS games like SimCity, Roller Coaster Tycoon, Warcraft, and others because of the complex controls. Oh yeah, it's also used to find the CD keys.
Most games anyways these days, they give you, during the loading screen, they give you the directions on what the buttons do, and they give you tips and strategies, so I don't really think the book is necessary.
PC manuals, I think, are more informative than console manuals, especially if you're talking about like an RTS or something, because then, you know, you can see your little build matrix and...
Well, I was just about to say,
almost the exact opposite, because first of all, the only time I even look at the manuals is during, while the game is installing. Well, I think half of the problem is with manuals is by the time you actually get the game, there's been three different patches, and so the manual's usually wrong anyhow, and so you're better off just going with the in-game tutorial and then looking at the README files that came with it.
So the question of the week is going to be, what is your favorite genre? FPS, RTS, MMO?
RPG. Action.
Yeah, action adventure.
Next topic.
This is a mailbag. We have a bunch of audio reviews from our viewer mail. We got like three or four, which is great. Keep them coming. Unfortunately, I do not have time this week to put them in, as we're already kind of way over. So people are listening. They're sending us audio reviews. That's very cool stuff. Thank you very much. And then my lazy, stupid butt hasn't put them in for the last 2 weeks. They will get in there. Continue to send them. Robert Klooster, who's from Canada, brought up the fact that United States Congress has passed laws. He's from Canada. Okay.
Where's that?
United States Congress has passed laws recently to protect gun manufacturers from gun-related crimes. So Smith & Wesson cannot be held responsible if somebody uses a Smith & Wesson to go into a store, rob it, and then blow away three of the people that are there. At the same time, the game industry is under fire for pretty much the same thing in same circumstances. This one's from Mike from New Jersey. He says, sad day for me. I downloaded the Fear demo, installed it, played it about 5 minutes, and heard a bang like a cap gun. I had my side of my PC off at the time. I looked inside the computer, and horror is the hard drive's onboard controller card was flaming and spewing black smoke.
Oh dear God.
Yes, he says, ah, it's dead, needless to say. I'm swapping the controller card with one from another drive that is the same model. Over the 5 minutes I played of the demo, it was fantastic. The AI was great. It's on my Christmas list. If I don't get it for Christmas, I'll buy it myself. Maybe you could do a computer hardware death of the week topic and ask people on the forums if they've had any hardware that's recently exploded. Great show. Keep it up.
You know, I had something like that happen, but it was on a video card. It was a capacitor. Remember a few years ago, though, there was that big deal with motherboard manufacturers where someone had a bad formula, and so all of the capacitors were bad.
Flux capacitor?
Yes, flux capacitor. So I couldn't go back in time, or I have come back in time, and I can't get back to my own time.
This one's from Valerin from Memphis. Hey, do you guys edit your podcast before you upload it online? It feels edited in a way that there are hardly any pauses between sentences. Thank you.
That's how we talk, like Speed Racer.
Yeah, that's how we talk, like Speed Racer.
See, exactly, just like this.
We keep talking even over each other.
And we don't ever stop talking.
Never,
ever
at all.
Ever. Yeah. That was unedited.
This one is from Yeshu from England. See, he gets in the show. He's from England. He says, my name is pronounced Yeshu. We were asking last time how, like, what's this dude? It means Jesus in Aramaic. I am a Christian. That was the first time I was mentioned on the show. Thank you.
And Merry Christmas.
I just installed Diablo 2 Lord of Destruction. I'm about to play. Do you think there is a chance of a Diablo 3? Please let me know. Thanks. Bye, Yeshu from England.
Blizzard was pretty much said. What? No.
I don't think so, because World of Warcraft is making way too much money for them to cut over.
Yeah, I think if they're going to do it, we're looking at a good 5 or 10 years away anyways, as much as I would like it. This one's from Squeak. Hey guys, Chris, instead of buying all that equipment, why didn't you just try out Ventrilo? It has good audio quality, better than TeamSpeak, and is easier to use than Skype. About the audio quality, the thing you guys brought up throughout the show, personally, audio doesn't matter to me. Show quality is most important, and I thought it was great as always, funny and informative. What happened to the phrase, the llama's nipple after stuff? I crack up every time I hear it from you guys. Peace out and love the show. Why don't you say the llama's nipples anymore?
Actually, I was the nipples of clairvoyance. You were the llama's nipple.
Why don't I ever say it? I totally
well,
forgot.
Well, I looked into the nipples of clairvoyance and saw that you weren't going to say that anymore.
On Ventrilo. My DADP clan used Ventrilo for years, and it's not any better than Skype. Skype is definitely better than Ventrilo.
I thought Skype is better than, because Skype has no latency.
Yeah, Ventrilo sounds just as good as TeamSpeak, honestly.
This one is from Jeremy. Hey, what's up, guys? New audio sounded a lot better, but there was no rhythm. I think you guys even mentioned something about that. The show is funny, though, even though there was only like one joke. The other stuff refers to the movie King Kong. He's saying he saw King Kong. It was incredible. He teared up at the end, even though he knew what happened, even though the acting of Naomi Watts was the cause of the tearing.
I will say that the movie was sad. Yeah, you felt. I almost teared up, too. I felt bad at the end of the movie.
Wow. I'll be optimistic and say that if Peter Jackson can make me cry during a movie that I already
about
know the
giant monkey
that I already know the ending to, I'm confident that the Halo movie is in good hands and he won't let it suck, in quotes. Thanks a ton for reading the email. Love your show, Jeremy. I guess I'll have to see Kong. This show is making me tear up a little.
People make movies about good games, and the movies always suck, whereas Halo sucks, so the movie will probably be good. Yeah,
that's a very good point. This one was from a guy who didn't actually specify his name, so I'll just read it.
John.
Hey, poor guys. Well, I personally hate Sony, and I want to see the PS3 get rammed into the ground. I think the X360 was released too early. If they have waited till they had more people would have the chance to get it, thus selling more. Microsoft may be the biggest, baddest company in the world. They sure don't know how to release things at the right time. trying to release Halo 3 at the same time as a PlayStation 3 would suck, I think. I'm not sure about that one. Microsoft is trying to drag Bungie into this cycling whirlwind of Doom, even though Doom sucks. P.S. You suck. And 8 exclamation points.
Well, yeah.
I think we bring that up at least 3 times every show.
I think we do. That was the show.
Next topic.
God.
We're sorry. There was like 0 jokes this week.
Yeah, we were really optimistic about having a good show. It was like, we're going to finally get together in person.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We need our team speak. It's
I know. Back to team speak. It's poor sound quality.
Vote for us on podcastalley.com.
Oh, yeah. I got to do the little outro. Check out our website, dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, and our downloadable show archive. Email us, please. Videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. Tom already pimped the voting, I think. We will see you guys back same time next week. We hope you have a good Christmas.
Maybe.
Yeah,
if
maybe.
Chris survives the surgery.
Yeah, I gotta survive the gallbladder.
He's getting his gallbladder, his spleen, his appendix, and a kidney removed.
Are we gonna sing the song?
The Net Cafe is where I play. Addicted to gaming, I spend my day. It's Christmas in Korea. I haven't had food for days. Xbox knows that Sony's slow. Poor Nintendo has nothing to show. The PC's slowly dying, except for the MMO.
The ducks are playing Madden. The chicks are playing WoW. The PC dudes are fragging noobs.
The noobs are wondering how. Carve the ham and damn the man. Alienate every one of our fans. From Canada to Africa and places we've never known. It's Christmas at Dream Station, where all the noobs get known.